It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalaos in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. Weather watchers say there's more potential for flash flooding in some areas of the state and debris slides along the burn scars. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the details.
This year is starting to look different.
We're actually getting a monsoon season this year, as people are aware.
National Weather Service meteorologist Monica Traphagen says a moist and unstable air mass over most of Utah, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms to the Wasatch Front. But there's a potential for heavy rain further south. Those storms could lead to flash flooding in areas around Capitol Reef and Canyonlands National Parks, Lake Powell, and Kanab. Traphagen says they're also keeping a close eye on burn scars across the state.
You get like a half an inch to an inch of rain in a short amount of time, and it can cause a lot of problems with debris flows.
There are weather advisories as well as flash flood watches and warnings in effect through this evening. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Most of those flash flood warnings are for popular parks like Canyonlands and Capitol Reef, as well as Glen Canyon and Grand Staircase Escalante. Flash flooding is probable in many other places, including Arches, Bryce, Zion National Parks, as well as the San Rafael Swell. 50,000 sandbags are on their way to Cedar City and Moab after a big donation from several cities in Utah County. The two cities were severely affected by flooding, and they will split the sandbags. Vineyard City Public Works employees drove the bags down this morning. All this rain does not mean the end to Utah's drought. In an effort to conserve water, elected officials are taking steps to make it easier for you to save water. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest from West Jordan.
Different cities and water districts are adding more rebates and rewards for people to conserve water on their property. And St. George Mayor Michelle Randall says this year alone, their city removed 500,000 square feet of grass from city parks and buildings and facilities, and they cut back their watering.
We're doing our part. Have to lead by example, right?
The governor says statewide they will focus on land use and water planning.
So really our goal is all new development will be water-wise development in the state of Utah.
And other three focus areas are statewide secondary water meters, statewide turf buyback, and agriculture optimization. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is announcing new actions to get more Americans vaccinated. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with more.
President Biden today announcing all federal government employees and on-site contractors must show they're vaccinated against COVID-19. If they don't, they'll be required to wear a mask, do social distancing, and undergo weekly or twice-weekly testing. The president also announcing the federal government will reimburse small and medium-sized businesses for offering their employees paid leave to get family members vaccinated, expanding the April reimbursement for companies that gave workers time off to get their shots. Mr. Biden also called on states, territories, and local governments to use COVID relief funding to offer $100 to those who get vaccinated. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The markets have been wobbling over news of the Delta variant, but economists say the U.S. economy is making great strides when it comes to recovery. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein says the president's American Rescue Plan provided valuable momentum for the recovery.
This president's rescue plan, with shots in arms and checks in pockets, cut the time in half in terms of getting that recovery back online.
The economy grew at a rate of 6.5% in the previous quarter. The growth falls below expectations but surpassed pre-pandemic levels. A new report found aid programs introduced to help Americans during the pandemic cut poverty in half. And that number could still fall. The Urban Institute projects that the poverty rate will fall to 7.7% this year. That's down from 13.9% in 2018. That amounts to the largest reduction in poverty the nation has seen in such a small increment of time. President Biden is calling for one pandemic program to be extended. That's the eviction moratorium. The president says it should be extended due to the threat of the Delta variant. Millions of renters across the country could face eviction in the coming days. Now, the moratorium was first implemented in September 2020 and was extended several times. There's no moratorium on travel, but the European Union is discouraging travel to Greece's most popular islands due to a surge in cases there.
The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control marking Greece's South Aegean islands as dark red after a rise in infections, meaning all but essential travel to and from the region is discouraged. Those islands include popular tourist destinations like Mykonos and Santorini. The government already had to impose a week-long curfew and music ban on Mykonos after infections skyrocketed earlier this month. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report with Ricky Meese.
We have a field fire going full blast. This is going to be on I-80 near the SR-201 junction in Tooele County. A lot of fire crews on the scene, and the blazes keep going. A lot of black smoke in the area, which is drifting across the roadway. Now, I believe this is a frontage road area, so traffic may be blocked, but not greatly impacted. But we do have delays westbound on I-80. They start as you're passing the Great Salt Lake to the SR-201 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. We've been talking about inflation this week, what it's affecting, what's causing it, and today we look at whether it will be around for the long term. In the final installment of Utah Inflation, KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt explores what happens next.
Inflation in the U.S. is up 5% over the last year. You know this by now, but is it here to stay?
It's a really interesting question, and it is one of the hot topics, understanding what the long-term trajectory is.
That's public finance senior research fellow with the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute, Phil Dean. He says there is some broad consensus about what's in store.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty, but I do think we're likely to continue to see inflation to some extent over the short term. So let's say the next 6 months, 9 months.
After that, Dean says it's anyone's guess. But more worrisome for him than the numbers is how people feel about it.
Much more than the monthly report of a 5% inflation rate. My biggest concern is, do people's inflation expectations change fundamentally, and them changing their economic behavior based off of that.
With those changing expectations, Dean says people might start asking for higher pay from their employers. They might try even harder to buy a house in an already strained market. He says it will be interesting to see what the Federal Reserve does, since raising interest rates could help stave off inflation some. But another worry of Dean's, what officials in Washington will decide for the entire country without considering the specific needs of Utah.
So what's good for the U.S. economy may not be the appropriate policy for the Utah economy.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A popular online food delivery service was accused today of overcharging during the pandemic.
Between January and June, during the state's pandemic emergency, Massachusetts limited the fees delivery companies could charge to 15% of an online order's purchase price. State Attorney General Maura Healey said Grubhub repeatedly violated this limit, damaging restaurants already financially distressed and trying to survive. Uber Eats and DoorDash complied, but Grubhub didn't, the lawsuit said, even when reminded about the cap. Healy's lawsuit now seeks refunds for affected restaurants and civil penalties of $5,000 per violation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time, 5:08. It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
People love Utah's scenic beauty, but nobody appreciates that we're America's test lab for baby names, the place where young mothers have figured out how to sandwich the letter Y into Samuel, and even Scarlet. But now the founder of Nameberry.com has announced there's a new trend of the decade in baby branding. The trend. Starting the newborn's name with the letter the Prince Harry and Meghan chose for their freshly born baby, Lilibet. It's the letter L has become incredibly popular in here in Utah. We're on point. Liam and Lucas and Leo and Levi are rising up the Utah charts. Lily and Luna and Lydia and Lila are ever more popular. There's a theory that the letter L is legendary because it's not laborious. It lingers on the palate, leaves the lips alone, and L implicitly lends to likability as the leadoff letter in the words love, like, live, lively. So we get Lucy's and Logan's and Lola's and Leslie's, Lena's and Luca's, Lakota's and Lexi's, a legion of delightful little lads and ladies. Look look at them. There's Leona, Leora, Lakin, and Lincoln, Ludwig, Leandra, Leatrix, and Linton. Listen! There's Lisette and Lassiter, Langston and Lennox. I see Laird and Leba, Leaf and Lebec. La 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 la. The letter L is so popular this past year that nationwide, 53 young moms named their sons Lucifer. So, do we have any baby Lucifers in Utah? L no. La, la, la.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's time for Dave and Debbie Differ.
Emergency traffic and weather together, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Black smoke drifting across the roadway and now heavy delays. We had a crash westbound I-80 near the 201 junction, and now we have a grass fire in progress. A lot of flames and black smoke in this area. Fire crews are on the scene. This may be near the frontage road, but it is creating heavy delays on the main flow of westbound I-80, with those delays reaching back past the SR-202 junction. So if you're trying to get into Tooele County tonight, anticipate delays or consider using the 201 as an alternate. Westbound southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County, delays from 4500 South to 114th South. Michelle?
Well, we do have good speeds, I-15 in Utah County. So we have a report of a crash, though. This is at 100 South and Spanish Fork on the right shoulder. And for drivers up in Summit County, looking at some pretty good delays. This is northbound SR-224 approaching Kimball Junction, eastbound I-80, and also Kearns Boulevard. Steve?
Really not a bad drive right now. Northbound 15 leaving from the downtown Salt Lake area into Davis County. But the usual slowdowns in Kaysville at 200 North up to Clearfield at 700 South. Southbound 15 packed in between Riverdale and Sunset. And if you're on northbound 89, expect delays at Fruit Heights. Also at Cherry Lane and SR-193. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Over 8,000 Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Marie. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures right around 90 degrees in Salt Lake City. We'll dip down into the upper 80s for 6 o'clock, mid-80s for 7, and 8, low 80s for 9. There is about a 15 to 20% chance of a few thunderstorms reaching the Wasatch tonight, but more widespread chances during the day tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report.
It's 91 degrees downtown. KSL News Time 512. In Israel, people over 60 can now go get a booster shot if they want. Israel is recommending a fresh inoculation campaign after review by Pfizer indicated the efficacy wore off after 6 months and increases in cases because of the Delta variant. The country had already administered third doses to a few severely immunocompromised adults in the last 2 weeks. The president made changes to some COVID rules today and was asked about whether the U.S. will administer those boosters.
On top of the new prove you've been vaccinated or get a weekly test rule for federal workers, the president asked if everyone will need additional COVID shots.
The booster shot is not needed now. It is possible that it will be needed later. I don't know. The science hasn't dictated that yet.
President Biden telling states they can use COVID relief money to pay reluctant Americans $100 each if they get the vaccine. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Disney is firing back at Scarlett Johansson after she sued them over the release of Black Widow.
Thursday, Black Widow star Scarlett Johansson sued Disney over the release of the Marvel movie, saying streaming it on Disney Plus and in theaters was a breach of contract that potentially cost her a lot of money. Disney now says there's no merit to the lawsuit, and its release streaming on Disney Plus has significantly enhanced her ability to earn more money on top of the $20 million she's already been paid. Disney also calls the lawsuit sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Disney is the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
One of the stories we are following on the 5 o'clock report, robots have been making a big debut at the Tokyo Olympics. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer has details. Kara?
Maria, field support robots, also known as FSRs, are
being used during field events to collect thrown items like javelins and hammers. You can actually have already seen these. The FSR has been finding and delivering balls to the midfield area during the rugby competition. According to a pre-Olympic press release, the robots are going to determine the optimal path to follow when retrieving hammers and javelins thrown by athletes, and they'll guide staff along paths that avoid obstacles. Mm-hmm. Their whole goal is to reduce the time to get the items when they go off the field and the number of human helpers needed, Maria.
All right. Thank you, Kara. Trending right now, do you find a 40-year-old slice of cake appealing? Well, normally you wouldn't, but this is no ordinary slice. A 28-ounce piece of Princess Diana and Princess Charles's wedding cake is going up for auction in a few weeks. The plastic-wrapped piece has been stored in a decorative container for the last 40 years. Their wedding cake was a fruit cake that stood 5 feet tall. It weighed 225 pounds. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the governor outlining 4 action steps and focus areas to conserve water through specific ways in the decades to come. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, we could be in for some more localized flash flooding this afternoon. The National Weather Service says thunderstorms could especially impact areas in southern Utah. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be westbound I-80, where we have solid delays that start about a mile or two prior to the SR-202 junction. You won't see better speeds until you're passing the 201 junction. And we also have a grass fire in Tooele County, and it's creating a lot of black smoke drifting across the roadway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy in 90s today, but still some thunderstorms bubbling up. I'm Kevin Eubank.
91 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. You may not have been paid to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but President Biden thinks some people should be.
He has said this repeatedly.
This is not about red states and blue states.
President Biden fighting the partisan vaccine divide, now calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and asking states to pay reluctant people to get the shots.
From the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated.
Mr. Biden saying it's worked in some stores and states. He hopes it works everywhere. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The president is talking to the Pentagon about adding the vaccine to military requirements.
Since many vaccinations are required for active duty military today, I'm asking the Defense Department to look into how and when they will add COVID-19 to the list of vaccinations our armed forces must get.
Mr. Biden also making it official today, requiring all federal employees and outside contractors to provide proof of vaccination or agree to strict protocols, including masking, social distancing, and testing at least once a week. The White House will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're engaged on an all-of-government effort to help states and localities put additional protections in place, including encouraging diversions proceedings so renters have the opportunity to stay in their homes.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown could introduce a bill as early as tomorrow to extend the moratorium through the end of the year. At least one death is blamed on severe thunderstorms that pounded Wisconsin, triggering at least 3 tornadoes, causing extensive damage and widespread power outages. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, defrocked after a Vatican investigation confirmed he sexually molested adults and children, has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy during a wedding reception in the 1970s. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The U.S. has taken home 38 medals at the Tokyo Olympics, 14 of which have been gold. KSL Sports' Jeremiah Jensen is in Tokyo. He joins us now live. And Jeremiah, you interviewed one of those gold medal winners, a surfer, Carissa Moore from Hawaii.
Yeah, it's one of those special stories, right? And surfing was just added as a sport here in Tokyo for this Olympic Games. And you know, it was pretty cool, and it didn't disappoint. And for her being from Hawaii to win, that really meant a lot for Hawaii. We all know how important surfing is and surfing culture in that state. And so she's one of those athletes that has been one of the stars of Tokyo 2020.
Who else has won gold medals so far?
Well, you can watch tonight, and you can see Suni Lee win the Olympics all around, which is a great story. Suni has been through so much. Obviously, we know what happened with the U.S. Women's team in the team competition with Simone Biles stepping down and stepping away from that event and then finishing silver. It's been a lot of discussion, but two or three days later, she bounces back. She goes out and wins the all around. Her father was paralyzed in an accident a few months ago. She's lost family members to COVID, and it was a pretty cool moment when she pulled off the gold, and you get to see all of it tonight. She's the first Hmong American to win a gold medal at the Olympics.
All right. Ryan White swimming the 200-meter backstroke tonight. Who else should we expect? What else should we expect?
So that was pretty cool. She's now into the semifinals, which is great. And she's got a chance to medal. Ryan White's a great story, another Utah in this Olympics that you should watch out for. And I just watch the swimming. It's been such a great Olympics for the Team USA in the pool, and they'll try to continue that dominance tonight. Some great stories yesterday, and I think you'll see some more again when you're watching this evening.
All right, Jeremiah, thank you so much. And folks can watch all the action tonight on KSL Channel 5. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
A lot of smoke still lingers in the area, drifting across the roadway in Tooele County. Now, we have a crash westbound I-80, a mile east of Magna. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic, and that's what's causing your heavy delays about 2 miles past the 202 junction. And then we have this field fire westbound on I-80 about the SR-201 junction, but it's off of the freeway. It looks like it might be a frontage road. Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County. Delays stretching from 4500 to 114th South. Michelle?
Well, we have westbound delays. This is on the 201 freeway in spots from I-15 all the way over to Magna. I want to allow a few extra minutes to get through that. Also, we are seeing some busy roads up in Summit County. This is Kearns Boulevard, Olympic Parkway, 224, and I-80 headed eastbound away from Kimball Junction. Steve?
And it's a slow ride for Davis County drivers this afternoon on northbound 15. Heavy traffic between Kaysville, 200 north, up into Clearfield. Southbound I-15 also crowded as well between Riverdale and Sunset. And northbound 89, a little busy there at Main Street into Fruit Heights, also approaching Cherry Lane and at South Weber Drive. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah physicians. That's True North Wealth. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, thunderstorms have bubbled up over central southern Utah, even some severe thunderstorm warnings in and around Beaver and toward Cedar City. Now, there's the line of storms that runs up the Wasatch. That's all going to move back to the west during the day on Friday, so look for widespread thunderstorms across much of the state. Highs will be in the low 90s with lows in the low 70s. We'll keep it very active through the weekend. Scattered thunderstorms, rain, and temperatures dropping into the upper 80s through Saturday, Sunday. And then next week, it starts to dry out. Little stormy Monday, then partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies by midweek. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, 91 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Once again, Salt Lake City will host open streets to support businesses, strengthen our economy, and welcome people back to the heart of our community. Dee Brewer, Executive Director of the Downtown Alliance, is here to tell us how you can participate.
Open Streets is an invitation to enjoy 150 restaurants and bars and more than 100 local and downtown-only retailers. Main Street from 400 South to South Temple will be closed to cars and open to pedestrians every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from noon until midnight, beginning May 27th. Businesses will be extending their service areas onto the sidewalks for more outdoor dining and shopping. And a mix of musicians, buskers, and artists will animate Main Street from Exchange Place to City Creek Center. Per CDC guidelines, masks are welcome but are not required outdoors. However, some restaurants and shops require face coverings within their premises. So come downtown this summer and join us any weekend evening for Open Streets.
The Downtown Alliance invests in a dynamic and diverse community, making downtown the center for culture, commerce, and entertainment. For more information, visit downtownslc.org. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
KSL News Time 525. We are watching Utah's money. Good news for your coffee addiction. Prices at Starbucks won't be going up despite coffee bean shortages in Brazil that are driving prices up elsewhere. Enjoy your coffees at the same price as always. KSL drives, KSL flies. United Airlines will soon allow passengers to pre-order food and drinks. Company will let customers schedule snacks and beverages up to 5 days before they fly. You can just reserve them through the app or their website. A woman has been rocking around with $39 million in her purse without even knowing it. The Associated Press reports a woman in Germany won the lottery back on June 9th and didn't realize it until weeks later. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 153 points, finishing the day at 35,084. S&P was up by 18 points, and the NASDAQ also up by 15. The First Lady is going to the hospital after something got stuck in her foot.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will undergo a procedure Thursday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland. Her office says last weekend, before her official events in Hawaii, Dr. Biden stepped on an object on the beach, which became lodged in her left foot. She stopped in Hawaii on her way back from the Olympics in Japan. President Biden will join the First Lady for the trip to Walter Reed. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.